Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll talk conference championship games coming up in about 20 minutes, hour from now. Our friend Kelly in Vegas will have her favorite college football plays. Let's talk some college football, but more importantly, Dallas Cowboys with them in action tonight for Thursday night football. Our buddy Shea and Irving, check out the Shea and Irving show. Also, DP takes a gamble. Shea, what's happening, my man?
How the hell are y'all?
We were talking the other day about Dallas to win the Super Bowl. That's where we're at. At 70-1.
Yes. Yeah. Listen. So I'm not, you know, the most stable or emotionally secure person in the country. This is a freaking playoff team right now, y'all. The way they're humming, and this is the whole season right here. Is Thursday. This is the whole season. You look at the rest of their schedule. If they can take care of golf, this is going to be. This is it. And if they can take this one down, Lord have mercy. They're hot. And George Pickens has lit a fire under this team. Big Q, MVP, Kenny Clark. I'm excited, and it scares the bejesus out of me, but this is a playoff team.
So if they lose tonight, you think if – so, yeah, you look at the schedule. Minnesota, Chargers, Washington, New York, soft. All of a sudden that Minnesota game is like, oh, that's a – that's a nothing burger, man. Like, you go to you're thinking Minnesota early in the year, that's going to be tough. It's not. So if they go 4-1, lose tonight, you think they're out 10 wins?
I don't think they're out because I think Philly's going to lose tonight or lose on Monday night. I think the Chargers take it to them.
Wow. Yeah. See, I disagree. I like Philly big on Monday.
Nope. The wheels have fallen off. Sirianni is two losses away from pumping gas in South Jersey. It is the end of the road.
At the Wawa? With me. Pumping gas at the Wawa?
He'll be lucky. He'll be lucky.
With us. Yeah. Bet sweats live from the gas station, January 1.
According to podcast.
No joke.
All right. So what about the Detroit side? Do you think if they lose, they're done?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough division. They're pretty well stacked against it. But as far as the wild card goes, no, they're not toast. But I don't think what's St. Brown? What's the diagnosis right now in Omron?
I don't think so. But yeah, still questionable. Like everybody else on that team. Yeah. So like, it looks like a tough spot. Like, maybe Cowboys fans are looking at it. You tell me. Saying, oh, man, you don't want to face the Lions there. You don't want to face the Lions there after a loss, after losing a division game on Thanksgiving. But, you know, timing-wise, it's not bad. We talked about St. Brown. He's probably not going to go. You already got LaPorta on injured reserve. Bunch of defensive guys beat up. Three starting offensive linemen in the three most important spots, center, left tackle, right tackle, all questionable for tonight. So maybe this is a good spot, and it's a spot where – you have Quinnen Williams humming for a few games now. You haven't lost since you got him.
Nope. It's
a good timing spot.
There's some kind of record they have. The Lions have some kind of the last 10 games post-Thanksgiving. when they lose on Thanksgiving, they're not very good the next week. They're something like 1-8 straight up or something bobo in the last 10 games, last 10 Thanksgiving games. I don't know. I think this is the right spot to hit them. But more importantly, the Cowboys are in the right spot. Like, they're humming, y'all. I know everybody can, you know, say this, that, or the other, but the Cowboys are playing good football. Dak looks good. I mean, the defense looks a whole lot better. My concern is playing too much zone and not manning up. But, I mean, hell, they're stopping the run, and they look good. George Pickens is a beast.
Mm-hmm. What's the final score tonight?
Oh, Lord. I mean, it opened at 54, didn't it? Or 53?
Yep.
54 and a half now.
31. Cowboys, 31. Detroit, 24.
Yeah, it's over.
Barely.
Barely.
Damn, by the hook. That damn hook.
That was the score last week for the Lions on Thanksgiving, right? You said 31-24?
Yeah, 31-24. Yeah,
exact same score. All right, let's talk about Quinnen Williams because, you know, part of me is like, okay, it's been three games. It's a small sample, but he's been impactful. But also one of those games was Vegas. This is a team that's quit on the season. So I don't know if you want to put too much into that. But when I saw this dude, when he's on the field with Dallas, they have the highest pressure rate in the NFL. And then when he's off the field, they have the lowest pressure rate in the NFL. I'm like, how can you question his impact, even though it's only been three games?
I'm in 100% agreement with you. The funny thing is, they had the exact same problem with Micah. When Micah was on the field, we had the number one defense in the NFL. When he was off, it was literally the worst. I think Big Q is a huge impact. Him getting after the quarterback from the middle is I think, almost more impactful than stopping the run. But with MVP Kenny Clark right next to him, again, this is a defense. This is built for the playoffs, y'all. Like, that's why they did it. And did Jerry Jones, is he actually a good general manager now? Like, did he sell the right soul this time to the correct demon to get the right juice? I don't know. But the moves are making a whole lot more sense right now. And I'm optimistic, and it scares me. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen. Dallas will get in. They'll make the playoffs. And then in the NFC Championship, it'll be Green Bay and Dallas. Yep. You know it.
I know. And Michael will have four sacks, and Dak's leg will get ripped off by the tendon. And I'll just disappear, and I'll go on a walkabout in the middle of New Mexico.
Wouldn't be the first time you disappeared, would it?
It's true. After one of those games, yeah, I would. But now with the kids, the problem is they watch football now, so they'll see me like leave the house and not come back, and they'll know it's because of Jerry. Don't do that. Don't even put that out there. Let's just get away.
Dude, if they go Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, three straight wins, everybody's on board. Now everybody's talking about it tomorrow morning about the Cowboys being a contender for the Super Bowl. Everybody.
That's what I don't like. That's what's going to scare me. Yeah. That's scary to me because every single time that happens, we all know the story, how it plays out. I'd much rather them sneak along. And if the Eagles lose on Monday, I think that might be the bigger story in the NFC as opposed to the Cowboys humming along. The collapse of, you know, an empire, whatever the hell you want to call it, that's going to get some eyeballs. I prefer that to be the storyline than Cowboys humming.
So you're saying that you're live for the division because you're saying that Sirianni is falling apart. He's losing his gig.
Yes. Yes, I think the Cowboys are live right now for the East. What is that bet?
I'm checking now. It's a good 70 question.
70-1 for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Division's got to be like 7-1, right?
Yep.
You got to figure. Yep.
I see a 7. It's a couple 7s out there.
All right.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's not a bad turnaround.
In the words of Shea and Irving, let's party.
Get it in. Let's get weird.
All right. So
how?
Yeah. We got a couple days till Sunday, of course, but I'm sure you have some ideas of what you're going to do NFL Sunday. Any other bets you mentioned? You like the Chargers on Monday. You like Dallas tonight. Anything Sunday that you're eyeing?
I am a big fan of Minnesota Vikings team total over this
God.
I know.
What
I
is
know.
That?
I know. And I might take an alternate total there. I think they're going to bounce back big time offensively. I think this is the week.
Why?
Why? Well, I always like – I'm a big fan of betting overs at teams that either didn't score a touchdown or only scored one the prior week. I'm a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. I like the whipsaw effect. I don't think the public or even the books give enough credit. They're NFL teams, dude. They're still NFL teams. They had a crap week. They can still put up points. So I'm a fan of that.
I love that you've almost sworn like three times so far, and you've stopped.
I'm trying hard. Yeah,
like we've had a couple where it's like right there, and then you just you eat the swear word. I respect it.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Are you pissed about Texas?
Oh, dude, it's just not. It's the Florida loss, but it ain't just that, right? It's the Kentucky win. It's the messy state win. It's the inconsistencies from Stark and Arch. And my biggest bone in my freaking saddle is the run game. I mean, where has it been, and why did it only show up against TAMU? Like, how did that happen? How did you run for over 180 against a really good, fast defense, and you couldn't have done that against, a myriad of teams in the middle of the year? I think Sark needs to wake up, man. And I do think that the Texas being in the playoffs, over some of these other marginal teams, especially like Miami. I'm not sold on Miami being better than Texas. But this is what you get. You got three losses. This is your fault. You were inconsistent as hell. And you spent a whole lot of booster money on not making the playoffs. And that's a big freaking problem.
They'll bring him back, though, because they got to keep Arch happy. They have to keep the Mannings content, right? I think if Arch isn't there, you have that conversation. I've heard some things about Sark, some off-the-field stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there. But at the end of the day, you got to keep Arch happy, because if Arch isn't happy, then we're talking about a change of quarterback and Arch is going to transfer, and that's the end of Sark. As long as Arch is happy, though, Sark will be there.
Yeah, agreed. And I've heard the exact same things. It'll look great. But, I mean, looking at the coaching carousel that we're going through right now, I don't know what Texas would do or want to do as far as, if they were bringing somebody else in. Like, what are we even doing? Like, who are we getting? When are we getting them? How is it happening? Because this calendar, with the portal and the playoffs and all this, is just a recipe for disaster, as we've seen with Penn State and Franklin.
With Shane Irving here on BetSwitch, Joe O, Sammy P, what about the SEC championship? Georgia, -2.5 against Bama.
I'm leaning Bama. I think Georgia obviously is a great team, but I also am personally offended by their existence, because it seems like every time they play Texas, they're an NFL team, and then every other week they're beating Georgia Tech 16-9 or crap like that. So I'm leaning Bama, and it hurts me to say it, but I might bet them. I might moneyline them.
DeBoer against Kirby, huh?
Dude, Kirby who, man? DeBoer's a riverboat gambler from all. I mean, he ruined the Longhorn season. I almost got to give him credit for that. The fact that he went for that touchdown instead of kicking the field, that was bananas to me. Bananas. And he did it. So I like to, reward the gambler.
What about Big Ten? Ohio State's a 4-point favorite against Indiana.
I love Cigaretti personally. I think he's a character and hilarious. But I think Ohio State, dude, laying 4, it's almost – I feel like they want me to take Cigaretti. And I don't know. I like Ohio State there, laying 4. I do.
They do. They do want you to take Indiana for sure. That feels like a trap, kind of.
100%. 100%. How did Hartline not go? How did Penn State not get Hartline? How did that happen?
Sam, what was the first name I mentioned to you? Was first name. I said
Jimmy
Hartline.
Sexton. Yeah. Whipped out his hose and told everybody no one's going to Penn State. That's what happened.
Dude.
He's on the phone. He's telling everybody, do not go there. I mean, they've whiffed on everybody. Their top 10 guys, they whiffed on all 10.
It's insane. I'm bringing in Dillingham from ASU. Herpagonosyphilates himself. I'm bringing him into Penn State and getting weird.
Man. It's embarrassing what happened. the replacement isn't close to James Franklin. Like, that's got to be what they're screaming about every day. We should have just kept him.
Yes.
Unreal.
Idiots.
Yeah. What about Texas Tech going up against BYU?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're going to destroy the Mormons. Yeah, I would lay it. I'm not touching the game, but it's 12.5 now. I mean, yeah, they're going to dominate them. I don't – Texas Tech is, to me, the pick for the playoffs right now. That run defense.
Oh boy. Here we go.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't give a –
That's how I led off the show. I said Texas Tech 12-1.
It's true.
Bet it now.
It's true. Yeah. That is the bet. I'll hit that today. It's 12-1. What is it on DK?
It's 12, yeah. 11, 12-1, basically.
I think this is the bet, dude. This is a complete teat.
Already Sam done. Goes,
I bet a championship future on the train yesterday to New York. Who do you think I bet? I go, Texas Tech. You're like, he's like, yep, Texas Tech. And you're like, I love Texas Tech.
Bang.
Everybody. Yep.
Well, not They're everybody. Good. Not everybody. I think just the ones that know. The ones that know, know. By the way, Shay, before we get out of here, my buddy says we got to bet this game FCS. He says Mercer is going to blow out South Dakota on Saturday. Write it down. Mercer.
Write it down right now. -6.
When he sends me FCS, I just hammer. I don't even ask. I just hammer.
Well, NDSU laying the 23 now. Hammer that against Illinois State. And I love Montana and Montana State this weekend to cover 6 and 13.5.
As one does.
Good deal. Good deal. Shay and Irvin, check him out on X. Check out his shows, DP Takes a Gamble and the Shay and Irvin Show. Thank you, Shay. Best of luck tonight, all right?
Get it in, y'all.
College football plays on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn. Everybody's landing on Texas Tech. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday morning. Big Thursday night football matchup. We're also getting set for conference championship a weekend coming up. Kelly in Vegas will be here at 11 a.m. Eastern time to give out her favorite plays of the weekend. And now it's time for us to talk about it a little bit. So Shay is with you on Texas Tech. I agree with you. I'm going to have to bet it. I don't want to hear about it for the next 2.5 weeks and not have any action. So I'll be there. But then Paul's like, I don't know. I don't know if I can't. Paul, what do you have already? You have too many positions?
Somebody on the board? I've got Georgia at 10-1. Did that a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
I think I did jump in on Notre Dame. I forget exactly when it was, but I was like 16. So honestly, based off the –
So all these Miami people could shut up, by the way. but Bear. Based on how the bracket, I like Bear. He's a friend of the show.
And we all do.
I've seen Bruce like Feldman writing an article about this and like, take a stand, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Anyway, not the point. I like how the bracket's setting up right now. I'd be okay with them meeting in the semis, which would be the potential path right now. So do I want a team on the top side? That would be Texas Tech. So I think three's my max. Unlike some shows, I try to have a little bit of integrity. So I think three out of 12 teams is probably about as much as you could do. But is it too much?
I love that. Feldman went off the other day, by the way, on Twitter about the committee. Yeah. And I saw, because I work with Bruce. Where'd my voice go? There it is. I work with Bruce on Fridays. And I saw the tweet, and I thought he got hacked, to be honest with you. Because he's not
like him.
He's not that guy. No, it's not at all. But here's the thing. We do that show on Friday. It's me, Bruce, and Bear. They both went to Miami. So
right. Unbiased.
They are driving. Yeah. But, I mean, to see Bruce Feldman tweet the F word out, I know we throw that word around a lot. And we've tweeted that word, you and I, Joe. To see Bruce Feldman tweet that, I'm actually going to pull the tweet up. He was irate.
Here's the thing. You can't do this because it's your alma mater. If it's, I don't know, let's say it's A&M is behind Notre Dame. He's not having that same vitriol and that same BS about it. You guys are homers. And that's fine if that's what it is, but it's you're got your pom-poms and you're cheerleading for the place you went to school. That takes away from your argument. I don't know. It's just stupid.
So here's the tweet. And again, I'm going to censor the tweet because I'm not going to read it on our show. Although maybe I should, and they'll pull us off the air. We don't have to work the next 2 weeks. This is all so bleeping stupid. This is a national college football writer and television guy. This is all so bleeping stupid. They just keep making it up as they go along. It's like the committee is going out of its way to show that the sport is run by morons. Powerful stuff from a national writer.
What set him off specifically, though?
The rankings. The committee having Miami below.
Which decision? The Miami one? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Bear have – Bear's been – and we make fun of Bear, because Bear said something. We do a Monday show, and Bear's like, did you see the tweet I sent out? I'm like, which tweet? You tweeted 80 times yesterday.
There's 100.
Yeah. He's just going off. Him and Bruce both. Now, Bear keeps doing, the stat selection. He takes all the ND Pro stats and ignores them.
Right?
And then he takes all the Pro Miami stats and highlights them. I keep laughing at Bear because he keeps laying out the Sagarin argument. Well, Miami has better Sagarin wins. And I go, who's higher in the Sagarin rankings? Doesn't matter. I'm like, okay, all right, got it. So we're going to talk about Miami Sagarin wins, but ignore that Notre Dame is number two in Sagarin. It's funny. But that's our business, right? How many females in the space tout things that have happened 6 of the last 8 times, Well, what's happened the last 20 times? Doesn't matter. We're only going to focus on the stats that matter to me. I'm going to shape the stats, and that's what's going on. Come on. We know who we're talking about. Oh, this has happened in 7 of the last 8 games. What about the last 25 games? Irrelevant.
Yeah. And by the way, I've dealt with this with people that went to Syracuse. The media space is obviously filled with them. And every time they would cheer for Syracuse and in the basketball tournament, when we actually had a basketball program and a football program and all that, it's always been ridiculous. You're not on the payroll. You're not part of the team. It's just a piece of paper that you have. You're so biased and you're just cheering for a team. If you're going to be a journalist, be objective. And have some issues. You want to lay out an argument, fine. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I'm looking at the committee. Do you ever look at the list of the committee? I mean, we hear from some of them if you watch that show that they do on ESPN or whatever, but it as expected, it's all outside of one, 11 of 12 are old white guys. I had no idea Ivan Mizell was on it. The longtime ESPN writer. He's on the committee. It's a bunch of 80s former coaches like Chris Ault, Mark D'Antonio, like guys that are done with their time in the sport for the most part. Here's where I've landed, and I know we make jokes about computers taking over the world, robots are going to have all our jobs and all that stuff. They do need a formula so they can show you. So it's not obvious that there's bias here. Like, you need some numbers. You've got to come up with some sort of a formula.
I don't know, man.
And I know.
I don't think they care. I don't think they give a rat's ass what we think about their process.
And they don't have to. It's a TV show, and you want to put the best product on the field. If you want to kick and scream about it not being fair,
then get rid of the group of five. Then get rid of the group of five. Get rid of all these AQs because they're bad,
yeah.
The ones at the end.
I mean, I think we talked about this. Again, we do a million shows on different networks and all that. But I think it was on this show where I brought up, okay, let's say Virginia beats Duke and Virginia gets into the playoff and Notre Dame is out. If you had an odds maker make a line on Notre Dame, Virginia, we're talking 14 on a neutral field. And 17, 18 in South Bend. Like, that's where we're at. And there's a chance, if you follow the, you know, the way this is trending, there's a chance where Notre Dame is out and Virginia's in. And Virginia has a 0.0% chance of winning the title. Notre Dame can win the title. It's a small chance, but who's gonna have a better chance to win, Notre Dame or Virginia? Let's put Virginia in because they won the ACC, which blows.
Right. I agree. Agree 100%. All right, on these games.
Go ahead, Paul.
Am I rooting for Duke this weekend as someone holding a Notre Dame ticket?
I don't think it matters.
I don't know.
It just – because then, right?
It doesn't matter. It's more like you got to –
Falls from
the bottom. Yeah,
somebody else is going
to. I think you can't have BYU win. You can't have Texas Tech lose to BYU, because if BYU beats Tech, the Big 12 gets two teams, and that would have Notre Dame likely out.
That Tech team has killed everybody except for the one loss. The one loss, and they didn't have their quarterback. It's going to be more of the same. And then we saw 29-7 during the season. I'm sure that team and all the fans at BYU are going to be very happy. Satake stays, all that stuff. Crumble cookies for everybody. Cool. I'm looking at it as an opportunity to see that this number has dropped to 12.5.
Yeah.
I'm on Texas Tech.
I'm joining you guys.
I have them to win the title. So I'm in on Texas Tech too.
Yes, exactly. All right, SEC, if people are just checking out this segment, you've mentioned a couple times throughout the show, Sam, but you did take a stand on Georgia-Bama.
Yeah, I've got some money line. I was texting with Metcalf, and he's Metcalf lives quite a life. We talk every Wednesday, like right after our show. And I called him yesterday at 12:10 Eastern. I'm getting ready to go to the train. I call Metcalf, and it goes right to voicemail. He texts me a couple hours later and goes, "I got stranded in Hawaii." I'm like, okay. All right, that's stranded a normal response. Yeah, I'm like, I wish I was stranded in Hawaii right now. So we didn't talk, but we texted. And I asked him, I asked him a couple questions, as I always do. I lean on Matt for a lot of stuff. He's very sharp. And he's made this show money over the years. I said, what are we doing with Georgia here? And he said, I got Bama 3 points worse, but I love having Kirby against the Boer. And I'm like, all right, that's all I had to hear. Confirmation bias, Paul. Matt Metcalf agrees that Kirby is greater than Kalen DeBoer. And that's enough to just cement that Georgia-Philly moneyline parlay.
Feels like a Georgia spot. And I say this as someone who had Bama locked into some other things, one of which was the Chiefs division, so it's probably dead either way. But the Georgia defense that was leaky for a lot of the season is starting, like, TFLs weren't there, sacks weren't there. They're starting to look kind of like we talked, not a perfect comparison, how the Cowboys defense has gotten better. Like, Georgia's defense is rounding into form. It definitely feels like a Georgia spot. Like I said, I bought a future, so I don't know that I'm necessarily playing anything in this game. But it does feel like they're kind of going like this, with Georgia being the one that's trending up, Bama trending down.
Let's also not forget, Joe,
trending down. Yeah.
Yeah. Gracie the Witch called her Georgia. Shot at Georgia.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe this is the storm.
Mm. So Georgia wins by, they're getting a bye, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. If Alabama wins, do they get a bye?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. Four at best, right?
An SEC team's getting a bye is my point. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't see any way that they're like, yeah, let's not give an SEC team the greatest conference, right?
And to bring it full circle, the chair of the committee that is catching all this flag, Arkansas, right? SEC. So
yep.
I have a feeling that's going to carry some weight.
You're probably right, Joe. I think it's a question, do they deserve it? And my answer would be no. But again, it doesn't matter what I think. Like, I keep saying this. Everybody who's crying about the committee, like, the committee doesn't give a bleep. Does not care. Does not care what anybody says.
Yep. I hear you. You know, there's one game that we've not talked about all week. I was curious if you've got anything on, or maybe you're just staying far away. And that's the Mountain West, UNLV, Boise. It's Boise, their home field, where they beat up UNLV earlier in the year, 56-31. Boise favored by 4.5, total 58 in the hook. They are getting their quarterback back in this one. That was a crazy, crazy shootout, over 1,000 yards when they met in that first game. And the question is, UNLV's defense slowly getting better? Are they good enough to cover the 4.5? Sam, do you have anything on this game?
Yeah, I like the dog. I'm going to bet some 4.5. I haven't done it yet. I'm on UNLV. I like Dan Mullen a ton, and maybe that's, you know, famous last words, but, you know, this look-ahead number, when they opened it up, was 1.5, and now we're 4.5. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that move. I'm definitely not laying 4.5 when I could have laid 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3. Now we're out to 4.5. It's not a number that I have interest in laying when I could have laid a much cheaper price.
Okay, so if we go back to the game on October 18th, what was the number? What do you think?
Where was
it? Same place, same location.
Pick 'em, 1.
Boise minus 13.
Yeah.
13?
Yeah, what? Way up.
Yep.
That's kind of what UNLV. I was thinking.
UNLV's about to win. About to smoke.
Outright.
I've been trying to fade Boise. I was trying to pick against Boise most of the season, too. I just don't know if I'm getting there with this defense.
With UNLV's defense?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, they're betting Boise. But I think that's based on the return of the quarterback. But no, I think this is going to be a fun one. High total, 58.5. I'm with you on UNLV for sure. Anybody doing ACC or no? I kind of want to don't watch it.
No.
Yeah, I don't want it. How does Jim Phillips lose? Duke, right? I'll be rooting for that, but I'm not betting it. I don't see it. All right. Those are our looks for college football. We'll talk more college. Top of the hour with Kelly in Vegas. Our NFL Live Dogs next here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn. Everybody's landing on Texas Tech. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday morning. Big Thursday night football matchup. We're also getting set for conference championship a weekend coming up. Kelly in Vegas will be here at 11 a.m. Eastern time to give out her favorite plays of the weekend. And now it's time for us to talk about it a little bit. So Shay is with you on Texas Tech. I agree with you. I'm going to have to bet it. I don't want to hear about it for the next 2.5 weeks and not have any action. So I'll be there. But then Paul's like, I don't know. I don't know if I can't. Paul, what do you have already? You have too many positions?
Somebody on the board?
I've got Georgia at 10-1 to that a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
I think I did jump in on Notre Dame. I forget exactly when it was, but I was like 16. So honestly, based off the – so all these Miami people could shut up, by the way. but
Bear?
Based on how the bracket – I like Bear. He's a friend of the show.
And we all do.
I've seen Bruce like Feldman writing an article about this and like, take a stand, blah, 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 shut up. Anyway, not the point. I like how the bracket's setting up right now. I'd be okay with them meeting in the semis, which would be the potential path right now. So do I want a team on the top side? That would be Texas Tech. So I think 3 is my max, unlike some shows. I try to have a little bit of integrity. So I think 3 out of, 12 teams is probably about as much as you could do. But is it too much?
I love that. Feldman went off the other day, by the way, on Twitter about the committee. Yeah. And I saw – because I work with Bruce. Where'd my voice go? There it is. I work with Bruce on Fridays. And I saw the tweet, and I thought he got hacked, to be honest with you. Because he's not
like him.
He's not that guy. No, it's not at all. But here's the thing. We do that show on Friday. It's me, Bruce, and Bear. They both went to Miami. So
right. Unbiased.
They are driving. Yeah. But, I mean, to see Bruce Feldman tweet the F word out, I know we throw that word around a lot, and we've tweeted that word, you and I, Joe. To see Bruce Feldman tweet that, I'm actually going to pull the tweet up. He was irate.
Here's the thing, you can't do this because it's your alma mater. If it's, I don't know, let's say it's A&M is behind Notre Dame, he's not having that same vitriol and that same BS about it. You guys are homers, and that's fine if that's what it is, but it's you're got your pom-poms and you're cheerleading for the place you went to school. That takes away from your argument. I don't know. It's just stupid.
So here's the tweet, and again, I'm going to censor the tweet because I'm not going to read it on our show, although maybe I should, and they'll pull us off the air. We don't have to work the next 2 weeks. This is all so bleeping stupid. This is a national college football writer and television guy. This is all so bleeping stupid. They just keep making it up as they go along. It's like the committee is going out of its way to show that the sport is run by morons. Powerful stuff from a national writer.
What set him off specifically, though?
The Miami rankings. The committee having Miami below.
Which decision? The Miami one? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Bear have – I mean, Bear's been – and we make fun of Bear, you know, because Bear said something. We do a Monday show, and Bear's like, did you see the tweet I sent out? I'm like, which tweet? Like, you tweeted 80 times yesterday.
There's 100.
Yeah. He's just going off. Him and Bruce both. Bear keeps doing, like, the stat selection. He takes all the ND pro stats and ignores them.
Right?
And then he takes all the pro Miami stats and highlights them. You know, like I keep laughing at Bear because he keeps laying out the Sagarin argument. Well, Miami has better Sagarin wins. And I go, who's higher in the Sagarin rankings? Doesn't matter. I'm like, okay, all right, got it. So we're going to talk about Miami Sagarin wins, but ignore that Notre Dame is number two in Sagarin. You know, it's funny, but that's our business, right? How many females in the space tout things that have happened six of the last eight times? You know, well, what's happened the last 20 times? Doesn't matter. We're only going to focus on the stats that matter to me. I'm going to shape the stats, and that's what's going on. Like, come on, we know who we're talking about. Oh, this has happened in seven of the last eight games. What about the last 25 games? Irrelevant.
Yeah. And by the way, exactly. I've dealt with this with people that went to Syracuse. Like, the media space is obviously filled with them. And every time they would cheer for Syracuse and in the basketball tournament, when we actually had a basketball program and a football program and all that, it's always been ridiculous. You're not on the payroll. You're not part of the team. It's just a piece of paper that you have. Like, you're so biased, and you're just cheering for a team. If you're going to be a journalist, be objective. Like, and have some issues. You want to lay out an argument, fine. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I'm looking at the committee. Do you ever look at the list of the committee? I mean, we hear from some of them if you watch that show that they do on ESPN or whatever, but it, as expected, it's all outside of one, 11 of 12 are old white guys. I had no idea Ivan Mizell was on it. The longtime ESPN writer. He's on the committee. It's a bunch of 80s former coaches like Chris Ault, Mark D'Antonio, like guys that are done with their time in the sport for the most part. Here's where I've landed, and I know we make jokes about computers taking over the world, robots are going to have all our jobs and all that stuff. They do need a formula so they can show you. So it's not obvious that there's bias here. Like, you need some numbers. You've got to come up with some sort of a formula.
I don't know, man.
And I know.
I don't think they care. I don't think they give a rat's ass what we think about their process.
And they don't have to. It's a TV show, and you want to put the best product on the field. If you want to kick and scream about it not being fair,
then get rid of the group of five. Then get rid of the group of five. Get rid of all these AQs. Because they're bad, the ones at the end.
I mean, I think we talked about this. Again, we do a million shows on different networks and all that. But I think it was on this show where I brought up, okay, let's say Virginia beats Duke and Virginia gets into the playoff and Notre Dame is out. If you had an odds maker make a line on Notre Dame, Virginia, we're talking 14 on a neutral field and 17, 18 in South Bend. Like, that's where we're at. And there's a chance, if you follow the, you know, the way this is trending, there's a chance where Notre Dame is out and Virginia's in. And Virginia has a 0.0% chance of winning the title. Notre Dame can win the title. It's a small chance, but who's gonna have a better chance to win, Notre Dame or Virginia? Oh, let's put Virginia in because they won the ACC, which blows.
Right. I agree. Agree 100%. All right, on these games.
Go ahead, Paul.
Am I rooting for Duke this weekend as someone holding a Notre Dame ticket?
I don't think it matters.
I don't know.
It just because then, right? It doesn't matter.
It's more like you got to. Falls from the bottom. Yeah.
Somebody else is going
to. I think you can't have BYU win. Anybody who needs Notre Dame to make it, you can't have Texas Tech lose to BYU. Because if BYU beats Tech, the Big 12 gets two teams, and that would have Notre Dame likely out.
That Tech team has killed everybody except for the one loss. The one loss, and they didn't have their quarterback. It's going to be more of the same. And then we saw 29-7 during the season. I'm sure that team and all the fans at BYU are going to be very happy. Satake stays, all that stuff. Crumble cookies for everybody. Cool. I'm looking at it as an opportunity to see that this number has dropped to 12.5.
Yeah.
I'm on Texas Tech.
I'm joining you guys.
I have them to win the title, so I'm in on Texas Tech too.
Yes, exactly. All right, SEC, if people are just checking out this segment, you've mentioned a couple times throughout the show, Sam, but you did take a stand on Georgia-Bama.
Yeah, I've got some money line. I was texting with Metcalf, and he's Metcalf lives quite a life. We talk every Wednesday, like right after our show, and I called him yesterday at 12:10 Eastern. I'm getting ready to go to the train. I call Metcalf, and it goes right to voicemail. He texts me a couple hours later and goes, "I got stranded in Hawaii." I'm like, okay, all right, that's stranded a normal response. Yeah, I'm like, I wish I was stranded in Hawaii right now. So we didn't talk, but we texted, and I asked him, I asked him a couple questions as I always do. I lean on Matt for a lot of stuff. He's very sharp and he's made this show money over the years. I said, what are we doing with Georgia here? And he said, I got Bama 3 points worse, but I love having Kirby against the Boer. And I'm like, all right, that's all I had to hear. Confirmation bias, Paul. Matt Metcalf agrees that Kirby is greater than Kalen DeBoer, and that's enough to just cement that Georgia-Philly moneyline parlay.
Feels like a Georgia spot. And I say this as someone who had Bama locked into some other things, one of which was the Chiefs division, so it's probably dead either way. But the Georgia defense that was leaky for a lot of the season – it's starting like TFLs weren't there, sacks weren't there. They're starting to look kind of like we talked, not a perfect comparison, how the Cowboys defense has gotten better. Like Georgia's defense is rounding into form. It definitely feels like a Georgia spot. Like I said, I bought a future, so I don't know that I'm necessarily playing anything in this game. But it does feel like they're kind of going like this with Georgia being the one that's trending up, Bama trending down.
Let's also not forget, Joe. Is
trending down. Yeah.
Yeah. Gracie the Witch. Called her Georgia. Shot Georgia.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe this is the storm.
Mm. So Georgia wins by? They're getting a bye, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
If Alabama wins, do they get a bye?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. Four at best, right?
An SEC at team's best. Getting a bye is my point. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't see any way that they're like, yeah, let's not give an SEC team the greatest conference, right?
And to bring it full circle, the chair of the committee that is catching all this flack, Arkansas, right? SEC. So
yeah,
I have a feeling that's going to carry some weight.
You're probably right, Joe. I think it's a question, do they deserve it? And my answer would be no. But again, it doesn't matter what I think. Like I keep saying this, everybody who's crying about the committee, like the committee doesn't give a bleep, does not care what anybody says.
Yep. I hear you. You know, there's one game that we've not talked about all week. I was curious if you've got anything on, or maybe you're just staying far away, and that's the Mountain West, UNLV, Boise. It's Boise, their home field, where they beat up UNLV earlier in the year, 56-31. Boise favored by 4.5, total 58 in the hook. They are getting their quarterback back in this one. That was a crazy, crazy shootout, over 1,000 yards when they met in that first game. And the question is UNLV's defense slowly getting better. Are they good enough to cover the 4.5? Sam, do you have anything on this game?
Yeah, I like the dog. I'm going to bet some 4.5. I haven't done it yet. I'm on UNLV. I like Dan Mullen a ton, and maybe that's, famous last words, but You know, this look ahead number when they opened it up was 1.5, and now we're 4.5. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that move. I'm definitely not laying 4.5 when I could have laid 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3. Now we're out to 4.5. It's just, it's not a number that I have interest in laying when I could have laid a much cheaper price.
Okay, so if we go back to the game on October 18th, what was the number? What do you think?
Where was
same,
it?
Same place, same location.
Pick 'em, 1.
Boise minus 13.
Yeah.
13?
Yeah, what? Way up.
Yep.
That's kind of what UNLV. I was thinking.
UNLV's about to win. About to smoke.
Outright.
I've been trying to fade Boise. I was trying to pick against Boise most of the season, too. I just don't know if I'm getting there with this defense.
With UNLV's defense?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. They're betting Boise, but I think that's based on the return of the quarterback. But no, I think this is going to be a fun one. High total 58.5. I'm with you on UNLV for sure. Anybody doing ACC or no? I kind of want to don't watch it.
No.
Yeah, I don't want it. How does Jim Phillips lose? Duke, right? I'll be rooting for that, but I'm not betting it. I don't see it. All right. Those are our looks for college football. We'll talk more college. Top of the hour with Kelly in Vegas. Our NFL Live Dogs next here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.